Audio description. Eileen Mayo by Dodd Proctor. Private collection. On loan to Penley House Gallery and Museum. The artwork in front of us is called Eileen Mayo, painted by the artist Dodd Proctor. Though it is undated, its style is similar to works painted by Proctor in the 1920s. It is a portrait of a single female figure, approximately 80 centimetres high by 70 centimetres wide. It is painted in oil paint on canvas and has a thick, bevelled wooden frame in black, gold and brown. The woman in the painting, Eileen Mayo, is sitting on a chair, her body facing outwards towards us. Her head is turned slightly to the left and her eyes look off to the left-hand side. She wears a white, strappy nightgown or slip. Light floods into her figure from the left, though the source of the light is unseen. The figure dominates the painting. The background is relatively plain and divided roughly in half vertically. On the right-hand side is an off-white wall with vertical lines suggesting it might be wood panelling. On the left-hand side, there are folds of dusky, plum-coloured fabric, perhaps a curtain. In the foreground, to the right of the figure, is a cream curved structure, the arm or back of a chair on which Eileen leans. Her lower forearms are crossed, and they rest casually on top of this structure. Her bent left elbow on top of the opposite hand. The other hand hangs loosely downwards, in a pose which suggests she is relaxed and at ease. On the left of the figure, rougher brushstrokes, in cream paint, indicate a fur or a very textured blanket which wraps around Eileen's side and leg. Eileen's skin is painted in a pale cream colour. Darker paint has been used to show the shadows on her skin, created by the light streaming from the left-hand side of the painting. There are no obvious brushstrokes, and the use of light and shadow creates an effect of very smooth skin. The figure appears sculptural, almost as if carved from stone. This approach to painting figures was very typical of Dodd Proctor's early work. Eileen's face is turned to the left and she looks away from us. She has blonde hair tied back in a bun at the nape of her neck. Her hair has been painted with smooth brushstrokes in the same direction, making it look very neat and smooth. Lighter coloured yellow paint around her hairline suggests light catching on shiny hair. Eileen's expression is pensive, with her mouth in a neutral position and her eyes unfocused and gazing off to the side. Her serious face contrasts with the relaxed attitude of her body and alongside the muted, cool colour palette gives the artwork a melancholy feel. Dodd Proctor attended Stanhope and Elizabeth Forbes School of Painting in Newlyn from the age of 15. She was a successful artist and her work was frequently exhibited at the Royal Academy in London. Eileen Mayo was a fellow artist and designer who also modelled for other artists like Laura Knight. End of audio description.